This episode of We Hate Podcast is brought to you by Tokyo Ramen and Sushi Burrito, located in Fruit Cove, Florida, off 13 South and Fruit Cove Terrace. They offer authentic, made-from-scratch ramen and fresh, delicious sushi burritos and poke. Don't mix this up with your typical ramen or instant noodles. This ramen is by far the best that we've had here in Jacksonville. Always made to order, and they even have a veggie option. Their sushi burritos are just that. Imagine a giant sushi roll filled with everything you love. They cut it in half, wrap it up to make it easy to eat. Last but not least, they offer amazing poke. If you aren't familiar, it's rice or lettuce at the bottom of a bowl filled with a whole bunch of fresh fish and veggies and your choice of sauce. It's definitely a very healthy option to go to, especially if you're on a diet and need something on the go. And with that, let's get on to the show. So thank you, Tokyo Ramen and Sushi Burrito in Jacksonville, Florida, for sponsoring this episode. Us at We Hate Podcasts love sports. We love getting into arguments about sports and having hot takes on things. So we decided to welcome We Hate Sports to the We Hate brand. We got two new hosts coming in, along with Marcus and Josh from the We Hate Podcast brand. Check it out. Go find it. It'll be on Spotify eventually, but right now it's on Stitcher and iTunes. Go support us. Check us out on Instagram.
Hey, did you know that We Hate Podcast is now available on Spotify? Spotify is making it easier for you to stream this podcast and many others like it on your mobile device, desktop apps, or smart speakers. Just open the app on mobile or desktop, click on the Browse Channel button, then click on the podcast section. Take us with you wherever you go, thanks to Spotify.
Hey, thanks for listening to our show at We Hate Podcasts on iTunes, so subscribe, rate, and review to show us some support.
Stitcher is an award-winning free app that lets you listen to all of your favorite podcasts. You can hear our show on Stitcher. Please rate and review, and if you do not have Stitcher, go ahead and download it for free at Stitcher.com or in either of the app stores. Have you ever
felt? Are you listening?
Welcome to the We Hate Podcast.
With Austin, Josh, and Marcus.
It's a weekly comedy show. Come and laugh with us. In my last cough out. So we ran out of like whipped cream and we were trying to be sexy, yeah. So we just spread cheese whiz on each other and just went to town.
And with that, welcome to episode 32 of We Hate Podcasts.
Was it the mild or sharp cheddar?
Sharp, oh, baby. Yeah. We went in there.
That's boy.
That's the stuff with that twang.
Welcome to
the
South.
It's got that funk.
I love, like, that's gotta be, like, every fucking large person's dream besides, like, oh, use that whipped cream. It's like, nuh-uh. I want you to skip to that cheese whiz, baby.
Skip right ahead.
You just spell, let me fuck you.
Yeah.
On her with the cheese whiz.
Good God.
Awesome. Cheese was on me.
Welcome back to another episode. So, after our last episode...
Oh, this is episode 32, by the way, because Austin's a bad host.
No, I said that.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I said that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Would you stroke out? Did you, like, leave your body?
I didn't. I must have been laughing. I didn't hear you say it at all. Yeah. I don't think you did.
He was thinking about that cheese.
Just thinking about cheese, dude.
Cheese whiz. Still sick, so there's that.
Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable.
I know. Sorry.
You have the immune system of like a cancer patient.
Dude, yeah, man. Like,
wow, that's fucked.
I was sick like a year and a half ago. When was the last time I was sick?
I think you were sick a little bit. It had to be less than that.
Throwing like, up from drinking.
Fever and, yeah. I mean, like, sick. Yeah, like fever and coughing and like a flu, head cold type thing. No, dude, that don't happen.
I don't want to talk about it. We talked about it already, all right? We talked about it last week. We get it. At some point, I'll either succumb to it and die, or I'll be stronger from it. So, you know, there's that.
I love how immature Marcus is, because you said succumb, and Marcus is like,
I'll succumb to this. I bet you will. Nasty little boy.
You going to buy him dinner first?
Yeah.
NyQuil. So... All right. So now I got that terrible joke out of the way. I definitely killed it. Yeah, I killed that one. That was on
me. Crushing it.
You're so coming right now.
Jesus Christ.
See, there it goes. I killed it.
Yeah, there you go.
Now it's dead.
Hey, it's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was like 45 seconds. We got 3 cum jokes in. I like that.
You got all of them in there.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, them all in there.
All right. sorry for that lull, but Jesus, I don't even know where to go from there. Didn't you do stand-up? We didn't get to it on the last podcast, right?
Yeah, so, I did. I did my first set last Monday.
Look at him saying official words from the man.
You've come a long way since doing this. I'm not saying we're going to take credit, but I think we've all collectively have honed in on our humor even more from this podcast.
It definitely helped because when I thought about doing this like 2 years ago, there was no way I would have been able to actually give anybody anything on stage.
I think like a couple years ago, you kind of just would have gone up on stage and been like, boners, right, guys?
Nope, probably. Right, or I think I would have written some jokes that, because I've written jokes before a long time ago and like think like, oh, this is funny. But I've reread them and I'm like, yo, nobody would find this funny but me, because I'm not doing a good job of like explaining it or making it like general to where people can relate to it. It's more like me telling myself a memory that only I know of. like there's no way anybody would be like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
But no, this doing the podcast and stuff has helped. I went, it's this a bar here in Jacksonville, called Rain Dogs. And so I was sitting down and I showed up and they were like, yeah, it's going to start at 9 p.m. So I was like, okay, I'll get there like at 8:30. They said to get there a little early to speak to this guy named Chris. So I showed up and I go to the bar and I'm like,
sorry to interrupt you. Do you tell any stories when you tell your jokes on stage?
I haven't yet, no.
Okay, good. Don't.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you tell it very slowly, like a World War II vet that knows you're going to walk away at the end of his story. So he like makes it last as long as he can to get attention.
Cool. Let me continue my story.
Just say it faster.
I'm trying, but I'm not leaving. I'm not adding any details.
So I was supposed to be there at 9:00. Got there at 8:30. I was supposed to talk to Chris. Like, no one gives a shit, man. Get to the fucking point, Marcus.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, baby.
Fine. I was gonna tell you about the fucking name of the bar.
It's gonna be a banger. How depressing
it is, since you love dogs.
What's it called?
It's called Rain Dogs.
Oh, Rain Dogs.
The reason of the name is...
Son of a bitch, I swear to fucking God, you're doing it on purpose now. What? You're doing it on purpose.
No. Yeah,
You take the longest pauses. I feel like you could drive to the store and come back and then finish your story.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it now. Oh, no, the reason for the name is Rain Dogs. It's like when a dog leaves its home and it starts raining and they can't pick up the scent on how to get back, it's lost forever.
Oh, that's dude, fun. That's so fucked.
Yeah. So I read that quote and I was like, oh, cool. And I'm like going over my jokes on paper. And I walk into the back of the bar, like this little back room area where they do the stand up. And there's like a circle meeting going on. And I was like, hey, I'm here for the stand up. I want to do the stand up. And everyone stops and just stares at me and no one's saying anything. And then finally some guy's like, hey, we're in a writer's meeting right now, like something completely separate from that. And I was like, oh, okay. And like, I go to sit down and he's like, no, can you please leave? I was like, oh yeah, right. And I like walk out and I was like, fuck, I'm just going to go back home. Like there's no reason for me to be here right now.
I've already lost for the day. That's it.
And so then people started filling in and I like asked the dude, I, like, when they were getting everything set up, I was like, hey, is there, like, a list I can put my name on or something? He's like, yeah, in a little bit. I was like, okay, well, can I just give you my name now if you're going to do it, like, in 2 minutes? And he was like, yeah, what's your name? And it was, like, really dark, and I could see him writing, but it looked like he wasn't writing anything. So I was like, all right, this is not going good right now. And the first, like, 7 people that went up were really good. And I was like, fuck, like there's no way I'm going to be able to like top any of these people or even come close, really.
In a sense of volume, I guess, how much did you sweat?
Visibly, like my forehead and stuff, I was pretty cool because it was real cold in there.
Okay, good.
But my armpits were fucking, it was like Vietnam. In my armpits, dude, it was so moist. And it, so the whole concept was hot potato comedy, where they have the list of names, and whoever goes up there just calls a random name. Well, since a lot of these people know each other, they were calling on their friends. So like literally 3 hours goes by, and I'm like, yo, this guy didn't fucking put my name on the list. You know, I'm sitting here like a fucking idiot. And so I asked the lady, I was like, hey, am I on there? And I looked down, and there's only two names left.
So you were essentially the last kid picked.
I was the last person. Like, the guy went up there, the last one went up, said my name, and I was like, here we go. And at this point, there's like 8 or 9 people left sitting in. And I'm like, this is like the perfect storm for me to bomb.
This is the way to disappoint the smallest amount of people. So I guess it works out.
I was like, these people are tired. Like, they're just the guy that went before me, or two people ahead of me, was like rambling, and they were like shining their like flashlights on their phone to like get him to come off, and he was straight up ignoring it. And finally were like, "Yo, Russell, everyone get up for Russell." And he was like, "Oh, it's like that. It's like that, dude." And like, he got kind of angry. So it was kind of like tense.
Yeah, you fucking ass, dude. Dude,
I know.
In most places, I'm like, they're really hard about their 5 minutes. Like, usually it's 5 minutes and done.
They like, here is a little bit more lax. Like, some people were on there for like a good 10 minutes, you know, maybe 15, the longest. So, the guy before me, right before me, his whole bit was how he was at this place called Lola's. And like a rat, he was on a Tinder date, and like a rat fell from the ceiling and was like all over the table and stuff. That was like his 5 minutes. He just told one story, and nobody was really feeling it. And I was like, great, you know, here we go. Everyone is like falling asleep, literally. I walked up there, and I like had, you guys saw what I wrote. Like, I kind of had what I was going to start off with. And I was like, I noticed that a lot of these dudes will come up and they'll kind of piggyback off of the last thing that person said, you know what I mean?
That's a big thing, actually.
I didn't know that was a thing, but that's a thing.
Yeah, it's actually really funny. Do you know who Rich Voss is? He's actually kind of like, quote unquote, a legend in the comedy scene. He's a pretty old comedian, but this one comedian was talking about how, like, yeah, he was with like this chick or whatever, and he went out there to open for Rich Voss, and he just bombed super fucking hard. And Rich Voss came out, and the crowd was like, you know, not really feeling it right now, because, you know, his openers are bombing. And he was like, hey, he's like, if you guys don't fucking start laughing, I'm going to bring that last guy out. And like,
an asshole.
Yeah, dude, like they piggyback off of people in front of them. Like, that's so normal. So
yeah,
I'm assuming that's what you did.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing, really. Like, when I was watching all these people go on, I was just, like, picking up on all these things. And, like, the first one I noticed was the piggybacking thing. And so I go up there, and like I said, this whole bit was, like, on a rat and stuff at a restaurant. So I go up there, and I'm like, hey, how's it going, everyone? I was like, hey, real quick, I was at Lola's last week, and I lost my pet rat. So if anybody can help me find it, that would make my life a lot easier. And, like, that kind of, like, opened up. People laugh. That kind of opened it up a little bit.
I bet, because people were like, if people weren't feeling it, and they're like, oh my God, just shut the fuck up. And you came up there and took a little jab at it. Like, that's like easy to open up the crowd.
That's what happened last night. Like, I was at a show last night, and this girl did her best, and it was like, okay. But she's like trying to make some joke about Chick-fil-A because she was gay or whatever. So she was like, I love Chick-fil-A, but I can't eat there because I'm gay. But it was like real preachy. And it was like uncomfortable, and no one was really feeling it. And then the host came back up, and he was just like, he literally went on for like 5 minutes just ad-libbing about Chick-fil-A, and it was so much better than that girl's set. And I felt like kind of bad, because I was like,
you do, but shit. That's like, you know, you learn it. You know what I mean? Like, you get, So I did that. I did my set, and like, another thing I picked up on was, you don't realize it like so much when you're watching comedy, because I've watched so many stand-up just clips, videos, and specials and stuff. Like, but like the pauses, like on here when we do our podcast, like if we pause for like a second or two, it's kind of weird.
Well, it's because we're like a talk show, so like people want to be engaged in a conversation, opposed to you have comedic timing when you're doing those things. So it's two different environments of comedy, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that was like the switch up, because I'm used to, like, you know, here we have to a lot more fast paced than what that is. So like I said a joke and I just, it felt like for 15 seconds I was just standing there silent and like it was just making people laugh more, you know. Where I was just like, hey, so I'm getting fat. And just waited, and people just started like laughing, like more, like just watching me stand there.
And I was just like, all right, this is forcing great. Their hand, like,
yeah,
this is like intentionally bad right now. So, and everyone yeah. found the humor in it. That's actually, if that's what you're going for, good move.
Yeah, I was going, I mean, I didn't tell them it was my first time like up there, but like, I was just being myself, my normal awkward self, and it worked. I had a good time, it was fun. And people laughed. I didn't bomb. I was expecting to bomb. And yeah. I'm going again on Monday.
Fuck so yeah, dude.
It's a lot of fun. I wish you guys would have been able to come. It's a really cool little bar, though. It really is.
I mean, yeah. Josh and I, did we talk about it on the podcast? I don't think we've talked about it yet. But when we went to the one last week with Josh and I saw some people. And honestly, I always go up there with the I'm gonna go up there with the idea of just thinking I'm gonna bomb, but after seeing some of these people, man, there's no way I'm gonna bomb as bad as some of these people, because I think they're the poster child of when your friends aren't truthful with you.
Yes,
you know,
yeah. That's I think that's when exactly
you
got
a lot of like yes people around you where they're like, yeah dude, you should do it. Dude,
yeah, you're so funny at this one party when you told that joke you read off of Reddit. That was great. You should go up on stage with original material for 5 minutes in front of a crowd who doesn't know you. Yeah, exactly.
Totally bring your notebook up there, though, with you.
Yeah, just open up your Facebook and scroll through it, because that's about as funny as they'll ever be.
I mean,
there was a couple people that brought their notebooks up there, and to me, even for your first or second time, that's just so Bush League, though, to me.
No, it's not Bush League at all, dude. Even, dude, Louis C.K. was notorious for going on stage with his notebook, face in book, telling jokes.
Oh, man. But, you know, the difference is that if it's supposed to help, then it'll make you funnier. But these people were like, so, and they're like, flip a page. I was at Starbucks.
I will say that Louis C.K. also sexually assaulted some people. So do you want to be like him, you know?
Yeah, if I had at least somewhat ounce of his fucking, I guess, what I'm looking for, success, then yeah, maybe.
The funny talent.
Yeah.
The talent. Yeah.
The funny talent. There's talent.
That funny bone. Funny if I had some of his funny bone in me,
well, I don't know.
You know he's trying to sling around that funny bone. If you know,
if I had some of that funny bone, he whipped out and masturbated in front of people. No, the I think the one time, I guess the only lull or like where I made people feel uncomfortable when I was the one joke I had about me being single and like maybe it's okay for me to be single right now because I like to masturbate, watch porn on my phone, but with ESPN. Or Sports Center in the background, like on mute, and I was like just hand gesturing myself, beating my meat and talking about like, oh, they traded Jones. Like, oh no, they what? And so I was doing that and some people laughed, but like in the corner of my eye I saw some people just like looking at me like straight face, like the fuck is this guy doing? And like I'm thinking man, my probably so proud of me right now. She has no idea I'm up
That's
here
my baby. He went on stage.
I told my mom and she was like, did you have a video? How did it go? Tell me all the jokes. I was like, mom, you don't know.
Ma, you don't want to know.
Ma. I don't even. I'm beating my meat in front of 9 people in a dark room.
Oh, mijo, I'm so proud of you.
I don't even tell my mom that I have a podcast.
Yeah, my parents found out somehow. Dude, my mom knows. I hope to God they don't listen.
My mom knows, and I was like, you haven't listened to it? And she goes, oh, no. And just like that, too. Like, she already knew. She already fucking knew, dude. I was like, oh, thank God, dude.
She probably did. She probably pulled in and was like, all right, let me listen to this one episode. And it was Marcus just like, I don't like saying the word. Pussy.
Like that's the clip she got. Yeah. I don't like that guy. I don't like that guy.
She's like,
is he a dreamer? Is he in DACA? Get him out of here.
That's funny. But I'm glad your first set ever went really well, man. I'm really happy for you.
Well, so my second one will probably be really bad. And it'll be the one with friends that are gonna be there.
Oh
so
yeah, of course.
That's cool.
Dude, if our listeners don't know, all three of us are actually doing stand up now. So We're all starting. So look for updates on that stuff too.
And the only reason I'm doing it is just to prove that I can be more successful than the other two.
It's a competition.
Yeah, it literally is. Now that I know, Marcus sent us his jokes, and he was like, "Hey, help me, because I'm not funny." And then Austin and I wrote his jokes for him.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, well, we did.
And I think I wrote a banger real quick. Like
you did, but like I read it, and I was, to be honest, I read it, and I was like, I can't.
It's not you.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's funny. I laughed at it, but I was like, dude, you have to say this. Like, I can't do it. I wouldn't be able to do it well.
I was actually really proud of myself, like being able to stretch.
It was really good.
Stretch out just a little bit to as much as I did. That's how I know I got better too. Like I was gonna say that earlier, because I went and opened my joke book from stuff from 6 months ago, 5 months ago, and I had shit down like, and it's like quick notes too. Even my quick notes are better, but my old quick notes. I saw one where it was like, this one's so bad. It was picking scabs. But you're at an AA meeting because you can't quit. And I was just like, what the fuck was I doing with that?
Why would I ever say that in front of people?
Yeah, why would I, like, that is so bad.
Like, yeah, it's progression. It's like every musician you've heard that's really talented didn't start off just like making bangers, you know? It's a process. You gotta get practice in, you gotta get good.
I mean, like my favorite comedian is Chris Lee, has done like hundreds of sets.
Oh, wait, and like
even
Crystal
after
Lee?
He was established. Yeah. I know, right? He wouldn't think. Weird. Like he's done hundreds of sets, and he's even said on his podcast, like, there's even times where I've been an established comedian even after my first special, and like I'll bomb in front of like 1,000 people. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
When you're starting new material, like even big comedians bomb, but that's the thing, is they'll go up there and do like 7-8 sets in one night at different clubs and rewriting literally the same joke until they feel like it's good. And like,
I don't know if I'm that committed, you know?
Well, it's hard to be around.
That seems like a lot.
Here. I feel like it'd be in a more populated city to be able to like.
Oh, you mean not
a, this isn't a good comedy city at all.
Yeah.
Like here where there's literally one club that on Fridays does comedy sometimes.
Yeah,
this one has it on Mondays, and that's really the only one for like starters. Like the other ones are like for established.
Yeah,
like you gotta be like in the circuit. Like here, it's like anybody can just come in, but it's Mondays only. I'm like, fuck.
I actually really like talking about this, and I may actually pitch. I'm pitching right now, actually, that we do a podcast that's specific to when we write jokes and do stand up, and we only talk about the process.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Trust the process.
It definitely is.
Anyway, sorry. I know it's not.
Yeah, I guess this episode so far hasn't been like a mega banger or anything.
Yeah.
It's just interesting talk for us. Hope you guys are enjoying it as well. I am. So,
If you like comedy podcasts and you like stand ups, yeah.
Let's get real hilarious right now. What's something crazy we can do?
What's something crazy, boys?
Oh, it's almost like playing a new game. Oh, okay.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
That's how I scream. That's why I never made it in metal.
I went to go take a piss really quick, and then I stopped too fast, and I peed a little into my pants.
That sucks.
So I
occasionally wear khaki pants at work, and it's like every time
no room for error, dog.
Every time I piss, it's like such almost a life or death situation, because I'm like, oh god, if I drip a little bit, everyone's gonna know for 45 minutes that I peed on my pants.
Hey, bro, you got that pre-cum problem?
But away from that, really good joke. We're gonna try a new game for you guys in a little bit here, and a little bit right now, actually. So let's get into that. I wasn't ready.
I thought you were.
No, I was joking. I'm ready. sorry for the unintentional break there. Austin shit his pants. So here we are.
And he had a lot of toilet paper too to use on himself. So
I doubt it. I've been to his house. I doubt he had any.
That would be a good call. I lost a wash rag today. So anyway,
I knew I didn't have time to shower. So here we are. Fun fact, the chafing is real.
Oh my God.
God damn it.
Josh, you came up with a game for us, yeah?
Well, yeah, I decided I wanted to see who the better bro was between Marcus and Austin, because they've known each other for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. Because they're so much older than me, so they've known each other for like 35 years or something.
Fuck off, dude. You act like we're Moses. It's
true. Yeah, you guys are like 400 years old, dude.
Whatever.
I've been training dogs for like 67 years. Shout out Tom Segura. Love you. So we're doing a little game called the Broly. Someone do the time. Broly Wed game. We're gonna see which of these two dudes knows more about the other person in a 1970s game show ripoff, essentially. Can't sue us because the show's not been on the air for years, but
some old dude is like, I'll tell you what,
I'm upset about this. My wife and I used to watch this. I'm glad she died.
Oh.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, into the Broly-Wed game. So essentially how this is going to work is I put up a bunch of questions and they both messaged me directly, you know, individually, the answers, and I'm going to see and keep score on who is better at knowing their bro.
Mm.
So you guys following? You feel good?
I got the intro music when you're ready to start.
All right, go for it.
Broly Wed's. Get to know your bro.
Oh, that's... Bro, how are we not on daytime television? I don't get it.
We'd be a hit in Japan, I'll tell you that. One of us, whoever loses, has to eat a live octopus.
Mugging like punched in the dick by a little person. The joke is that Japan's shows are weird.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I thought you were going to say like just a normal
Broly Wed's. We just did a dope intro. Don't fuck it up, Broly Wed's.
Okay, gotcha. Let's roll into it. All right, so the first question I had these two bros answer for each other is, finish this sentence. And I'm going to start with Austin. Finish this sentence. I wish my bro would pay as much attention to me as he does his blank.
So I'm answering as if what Marcus would say about me.
What do you think? Yeah. What do you think Marcus wrote down for you? What do you think he thinks that you pay too much attention to?
Instead of me, bro.
Instead of you?
You know I'm the avocado of your eye.
That's a millennial joke.
I think he says Ezekiel bread.
That's close. All right, Marcus, same question to you. What do you think Austin put down for you?
I think he wishes that I paid attention to him more than I do boxing.
But you've never talked about boxing. That's such a stupid answer.
No.
Always, dude.
Anyways, Marcus wrote down soccer games for Austin, and Marcus, you got the word phone from Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're always on your phone.
He does say that.
Dude, yeah, no, every time we go and get pho, because we always get pho when you're in town. Without a doubt, we've always gotten pho. And
can't eat pho without your phone.
Well, he's always on ESPN on his phone, and he's just
Dude, he doesn't get it. He's like, stop being on Instagram. I'm like, dude, I'm reading sports news.
Yeah, he's just reading, he's like, and like, I'm like, dude, we're fucking, like, we're out to eat, you're leaving soon, fucking pay attention to your bro.
Maybe the issue is that you're not entertaining enough, Austin. Do you ever think about that?
I don't
have
a fucking opportunity when my bro is on his phone, okay?
Bro phones.
Bro phones, you know. Whatever.
Here's a controversial one. When eating out, which of you is the bigger tipper? Marcus, what do you think Austin wrote for that?
Me. I think he put me down.
Wait, oh, me as in me or me as in you?
Me. Marcus. I think he put myself down.
Austin
as in Marcus.
He tips better than you.
Oh, dude. No, you don't, dude.
I know.
I've seen Austin tip and it's not good.
I tip very well.
Like the classic story in like all the Bibles where it's like the poor person gives the most and like the person that has a lot of money gives,
I tip like, extremely some quarters. Well. Are you kidding me?
No, you don't, dude. You whatever, only tip dude. Well if it's a tiny blonde girl.
That's a fucking lie and you know it.
If you have a dude waiter, you're just like, nah, this dude already makes money. Fuck him.
No, that's not even close to the truth. Quit. Well, you're fucking lying.
Anyways,
I give 20 bucks to my barber every time.
Oh, man.
I think you can figure this one out. Austin, what do you think that Marcus wrote down for that question?
He put Marcus.
Yeah, because he's a selfish piece of shit.
Yeah, man.
Austin's up 1-0, boys.
I tip so well.
I doubt you do. You don't make any money.
That's why I tip so well. Because I'm sympathetic. Than both
of us, and Austin's like leaving his job.
Is it sympathetic? Or just like I'm pathetic?
Empathetic. Empathetic, not sympathetic.
I'm so empathetic, dude.
You're pathetic as shit.
I know, right. But I tip well. Like $5 is my tops.
Okay. Oh, fucking God. All right, move on. I'm so triggered right now.
$90 bill?
Triggered Rena right now.
I'll never have a $90 bill because I'll
$90 bill at this Taco Bell? Yeah, I'll tip them a $5. They deserve it.
Jesus.
Keep the change, baby.
Yeah.
All right, next question. This is going to start with Marcus answering what he thinks Austin wrote down. What is the one thing you two can never seem to agree on?
I would say what to eat.
Oh.
Because we're always arguing.
Austin, what did you write down?
You know what I wrote down? Hit him with it. Just hit him with it, dude. Try and explain what I wrote.
The thing that you two can never agree on is he said
what he can't even say it without.
What did he say?
What he thinks is thick is actually fat.
You mean like on myself or like on someone else?
On chicks.
Oh, dude, come on, dude.
Ooh, dude. Right, Austin, what do you think?
Dude,
what do you think Marcus wrote down?
What I think he wrote down?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. What is one thing you two can never agree on? Oh fuck. Boxing.
Funny enough, he wrote Marcus, if you would like to, you can read it for him.
A girl that's hot or not hot.
Oh, dude, we answered the same thing basically.
Yeah, dude, so cute.
Except you did it in your personality and I did it in mine, which is bully.
Dude, we have different tastes of women, dude. There's no... What made me so mad the other day, because you were like, there's no fucking right or wrong, dude.
Yeah, there is.
I think someone's hot, and you're like, no, she's not hot. I'm like, okay, cool. You're like, nah,
when the majority of the world would agree with me, there's no right or wrong. Fucking wrong.
I can't say like, hey, I like blue, and you're like, nah, blue sucks, you're wrong. Dude, no, you can't do that.
That's not the same.
It's the same, though. I'm on Marcus's side.
No, shut up. You're just making this worse.
Dude, it's not so... Don't tell the show host to shut up, you fucking twat. That's the thing about you, dude. You always have to be right, and it makes me so angry.
All right, fuck off.
I was so mad the other day, dude.
I know you were.
I didn't want to talk to you. That's the most mad you've ever made me in my life.
I know you were so mad, dude. And I kept going.
He's been so mean to you, and like that's what triggered you. She's not hot.
Yeah, no. After all the shit, like that one thing, you're like, nah, you're wrong this time. I was like, dude. Fuck you, man.
And then I doubled down.
Fuck you, dude.
I doubled down too. Cause
I know you did.
That's my trait. If I had a shirt, that's my saying. If we had We Hate Podcast shirts, it was I double down and triple down. That's my
dude,
thing.
Yeah, you do. And I was like, you know what? I wanted to keep it going, but Josh was like a good like peacemaker because I was just like, no, I'm just going to, whoever he gets, pick my new girlfriend. Whoever he thinks is out, I'll just date and marry and spend my whole life with. It's all about him. Dude. Like, dude, just whatever. Like, I'm going to look at porn and I'll send it all to him and he's going to tell me, no, she's not hot and I won't look at it.
He's so
anymore.
Salty, man.
Dude, literally, all that was going through my head. I was like, fuck it. My whole life is in Austin's
hands. I'm going to fight him. I fucking hate him right now. Yeah.
You'd have to send a bunch of like favorited Pornhub videos over to him. And he'd
He would like
the ones that you're allowed to like. That's all you can like.
Give me my login for Tinder, dude. You can just pick for me since you know everyone that's hot. You know who I think is.
Whatever, I bet I could pick chicks. that I
you can't pick chicks. Yeah, that you think are hot that I don't think are hot, dude.
No. I'm saying I think I have your chick down to such a perfect thing. Like my image of what you think is hot, I could pick 10 chicks and they're all going to be attractive to you. And I'm not talking about like models. I'm talking about normal people.
Name one celebrity that you're fit that would fit the mold.
For him?
For me.
For him, yeah.
Oh, a celebrity? Man, honestly, I can't think of one right off the top of my head.
All right, you can come back to it later because you're not quick on your feet.
Yeah. Broly Woods, next question.
Broly Woods game, go. Instead of arguing, the whole purpose of this game is to bring you closer together and not make you hate each other.
Well, that was a divisive question.
Anyways.
Trying to split us up.
Marcus, what do you think Austin wrote down for my bro's biggest fear is blank? What do you think he wrote down for that?
For me. What did he write down for me?
No. It's what he wrote down for him.
No. Damn it, because my answer is what I thought he would think I said about him.
No.
I thought his biggest fear is... Wait, hold
on. I'm confused on the wording because it's a double negative. You guys are right, and I'm sorry. Okay. Go for it.
Yeah, so what I think
what do you think he thinks your biggest fear is?
My biggest fear. What do you think I put down as for my biggest fear? Finding someone who loves me.
That's holy shit!
So fucking close.
That's so sad.
That's the saddest. The saddest and happiest you've ever been in it. I got it right. Ow.
Yes, we're tied. Also, ooh.
I said being intimate with a woman.
Shit.
Yeah, you got to give me a point on that one, bro. Holy fuck. That's...
Oh, good God. All right, Austin, what do you think that he wrote down?
For me?
For you, yeah. What do you think he thinks your biggest fear is?
Being alone.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Close, though. It's another thing that you also aren't. Wait, are. Not good enough. Being not good enough is the thing.
you're
alone and not good enough.
Okay.
But you also got the question.
That's a really good one. That's definitely up there for me. That's really good.
I said answer. What do you think?
2-1 right now. Austin's winning 2-1.
What do you think my biggest fear is?
Ooh. You're not a part of this.
I know. I just want to know what you guys think. Just real quick. You guys see
your biggest fear? Losing your dogs.
No. Like getting stuck.
Your dogs dying.
Getting stuck where you're at.
Nope, dog's dying for sure, 100%. Marcus. Damn. Marcus, extra point. Bonus point to Marcus.
2-2.
Bullshit.
All right, next question. When it comes to putting the toilet paper roll on the toilet paper roll holder, does it go over or under? Austin, what do you think Marcus said?
It doesn't. I think he just said something not... I don't think he answered the question the right way.
Okay.
That was a terrible answer. He said over.
You know what, though? But when he said it doesn't, I can't remember the last time I had a toilet paper roll on the little thingy. It's never on there.
Me. Do you both do that?
Yes. Yeah, I never put it on the roller. Yeah, I have it just, you know, free form. It's just out there.
The lady I frequent is the same thing. She was like, oh, well, there's a new one just on the bathtub. Just waiting.
Yeah.
Ready.
It's not, there's a thing for it. That's the purpose of it being nailed into the goddamn wall.
What if you like to palm your shit paper, man?
0 points. Neither one of you win.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't get that one. But that's my real answer. He would have gotten it if I had put.
Well, that's what I put for me.
Yeah, we both do that, so that makes sense.
Yeah, 0 points for that question. Next, because I don't like that, and that frustrates me to no goddamn end.
He's so upsetty.
Let's see. Oh, Marcus.
Yeah.
What would your bro say is their favorite time of the year?
Oh, hold on. I thought I was answering for him for this one again.
Yeah. We're always answering for each other.
I think for him.
I think he put down what he thinks my favorite time of the year is fall.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Correct, dude.
Ah, bro, I get a point, though, right?
Yeah, he gets a point. You don't, Austin. Yeah. He gets a point for guessing what you wrote down.
I'm just happy that he knew that.
What do you think that he wrote down, Austin?
I think he wrote down summer or 4th of July? Like July.
Do you think that 4th of July? Okay, that's fine.
The 4th of July is...
He wrote winter.
Ah, why? I get so sad during the winter.
That's probably why he likes you during the winter, because you're sad.
Okay, you're vulnerable, dude.
All right, you guys are both tied, I think. Or Marcus is up by one. Bonus question. Last one counts as 2 points. This is for the win.
Oh, no, we got two more.
No, we're good. Okay, fine. Last question.
What?
What's your bro's favorite fast food?
No, the other one. Dude, number 62.
Yeah, we will. That'll be the next one. That was going to be the last one.
Oh, okay. That's going to be the last one. All right.
Yeah.
So, what is Austin? What?
What would Austin say that your favorite fast food is?
I took a shot Panera in the dark bread. On this one.
Panera Bread.
I don't know.
Austin went a little racist with it and said Taco Bell.
Fuck, I should have said that. Yeah, it has grown on me.
Yeah, it's pretty good food, let's be real.
Only because the one close to me now, they just made it 24 hours, so...
Damn.
It's the go-to spot.
I think
now.
Marcus answered Taco Bell for me.
He said Crystal Burger.
Why would it be... Fuck it.
That's what I said earlier. I was like, why would you write that? He doesn't even,
there. I took him there, once, and now it's like, it's my favorite place.
Oh, once? We went when we were in Savannah. And you shoved a burger in my mouth.
It was the only fucking place. Yeah, that was the only place open because Mike Pence shut the whole fucking place down.
Oh,
because
he was blasting a dude. That's right.
Shout out Mike Pence. Fucking piece of shit.
Anyway.
Metaphorically. All right, last question. This one's for all the Marbies. That's marbles. Ooh. Okay.
Is three? No, is it 3-3? No, it's still 3-2.
It's 2-2. It's 2-2. Or 3-2. Okay. Marcus is up.
Yeah.
So this one is worth 2 points because I want it to be interesting.
Oof. What make is... it 3 points. That way he can get the win if he gets it right.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how 2 works when it's 2-3.
Yeah, it does. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Damn it. I've had a lot of rye tonight.
Anyways, what is the most embarrassing thing your spouse has said or done around you in a public setting? What do you think, Marcus? What do you think Austin wrote down for the most embarrassing thing you've ever done around him?
I would say... when I went over there one weekend and I drank all the scotch at this bar, I drank my scotch and his scotch, and I was like, yeah, I'm good. And then as soon as I got outside, I threw up everywhere and lost my favorite hat.
Victory!
Fuck.
Hell yeah. That's literally almost verbatim what he wrote down too. That's so funny.
That's because I thought it was either going to be that or when I ate the whole pizza. There's so many.
I thought you were going to pull the pizza one out when you started talking. I was like, fuck. Yeah.
There's so many. No, that wasn't the same night. I don't know if that was the same weekend or not, but.
Austin, same question.
Okay.
Can't win, but it can be,
All right. I don't want to say what I was yelling, but
I got
super fucking drunk. And we went out. It was a long time ago when I was way more insensitive than I am now. And we went to McDonald's and I was blackout drunk. And Marcus was trying to fill up his fucking cup at McDonald's. And I slapped it out of his hand and ice went everywhere. And I go, no, no, no. And then we walked
the fucking Matumbo.
Yeah.
Dude, he also harassed. There was a couple at this, empty pavilion that we're making out in the middle. It's a grassy pavilion. It's all grass stuff. They're in the middle of it just making out, and he was like, hey, and then he yelled that word multiple times, and me and Kyle were like, dude, stop. And he was like, no. They interrupted them. The guy was like, dude, please. And he was like,
I had a bag full of fucking McDonald's nuggets too, just a bag.
I remember that because we went to my friend's house. Okay. And Kyle was like, dude, you have to take care of him. I was like, why me, dude? Just keep him. And he's like, no. And he literally carried you into my car. And I was like, fuck. So we went to my friend's house and somehow you got out and sat down on my friend's couch.
Like he was a fucking caged animal.
Dude, he like, yeah, like he got somehow out and sat on my fucking, friend's couch.
Somehow the fucking Austin got out and he's just running amok.
Because he wasn't walking. And then I was like, hey, we're here. And you're. And then we walk into his house. And then my friend Chase is like, dude, you got to get him out of here. He's not staying here. And I was like, fuck. All right. And so we finally made it to my house. And it was a good 30 minutes of me like coaxing you out of my car and into my home. And I put you in my like couch and I'm like, all right, like I'm washing my hands. You're going to be there. And in the morning, like, you know, my parents, my mom, I didn't tell my parents. So like my mom like woke me up the next day. And she was like, who's this weddle here? And like in Spanish,
what does
like,
that mean?
White guy.
Oh, that's racist. Your mom's a racist.
She's just like, who's this weddle? Who's this? And I was like, oh, it's my friend Austin.
This fucking white.
She was just like, oh, okay. And then she's like, he's nice. He's nice. And I go in and Austin's just like sitting there like talking and laughing. I was like, hey, dude.
That was back when I could bounce back. From, yeah, that's back when I could bounce back from drinking an obscene amount. Now I'm just dead.
Dude, it put you down. When we did the intervention episode, you were down for 2 full days afterwards.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
Yeah, it was fucking bad. So I got that wrong. What'd you put?
I put... when we did our first ever official podcast, we did the live stream and you got really drunk and you were like, hey, I'm going to go take a shit. And I was like, all right, we're going to go out. We're going to go out. I'm thinking like, we're going to hit the town, do our thing. And then I'm like, yo, he's been in there for like an hour. Like I open the door and it's like, poof. I'm like, I can't open it all the way. And I like push harder and I look and this dude is just straight up in his underwear, like laying in the bath in the bathroom. I'm like, dude, why did you take your clothes off? And you were just like moaning, like, but it wasn't like sexually. You were just like, oh,
in pain. Yeah.
Dude, this is like a wailing call.
Yeah, you Snapchat the whole fucking thing. I honestly have never looked fatter in my life. Somehow you had the artistic ability to blow up my body with angles. You did the anti MySpace angles. You did like the fucking ugly angles, okay?
You my friend when you're sitting dude, in public Zach. And accidentally open the front camera. It was just all that that angle.
Yeah. My friend, the dude that called in, Zach Incana, shouts to Zach. He's an avid listener as well. He was like, man, some people can't handle that rock star lifestyle. He was like, y'all shoot one podcast and y'all are just like partying it up.
We made it, fam.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, man, some people can't handle Hollywood, bro.
Oh, fuck. This was good. So Marcus won? Fuck. Does that
Marcus
mean I have
won.
To? Is that what does he get? Do I have to give?
That means
him
I'm the husband, well, dog.
Not he's the
no,
husband.
That's so sexist.
No, oh yeah, I guess that is sexist. Yeah, he's so the sexist. Alpha, and you're the fucking beta, dude.
Yeah.
It also means that he has to host the next show because I won the last one last week, so I got.
I'm
to
gonna host the next one. I got something cooking for y'all.
Here we go.
I got something on the comal.
He's got some frijoles ready to go.
He's got some Fritos ready.
You gonna cook us up a chinchilla?
I did have a question for you guys. I thought it'd be fun to talk about. I don't know if we've talked about it yet. What was the first time you guys ever got drunk?
Like together or just ever?
Just in general in your life. Like, is this a thing we've done before?
Man, honestly,
not the first time we've gotten drunk.
Is this shitty? But I can't remember the first time I got drunk. Like, I don't. Well, I can't remember that one specific time. That I was like, this is the first time I'm trying alcohol.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember it.
I do.
I do remember the early days where I was sneaking one of my best friends, Kyle's dad's boxed wine. And we were just like trying to like, you know, sneak some upstairs. And we would take shiners here and there from him and go upstairs.
Edgy, dude.
Edgy.
Dude, that's like peak 15.
Hey, yeah, bro. That is. Hey, bro, when your dad falls asleep, let's take a glass of his Franzia.
I remember one time my parents had like that huge glass thing of Captain Morgan, the one with the handle.
I think they're called handles, yeah.
Is that what a handle is? Is that what it's? I didn't know. I'm such a poser alcoholic, dude. So we had that, and like there was so much of it that I was like, hey, we could probably drink some. They wouldn't know, you know. I might even pour a little water in it.
Yeah, get water
that volume
down,
back up.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we were so poor at the time because my dad wasn't working that we didn't have anything to drink. Like, there's no Cokes. Like, we had nothing. Like, our fridge was empty. And yeah, my friend Charles was kind of rich. Like, his parents were well off, and he was like,
"Then why are you hanging out at your house? You hang out at the rich kid's house."
His mom hated me for a lot of reasons I can't talk about on here. So anyways, around my house, and he's like, "Dude, you don't have anything." I was like, "Yeah, we're just drinking straight, dude. Like, stop being, you know, don't be lame,
don't be a poo."
And we ended up getting really drunk and getting up on the roof of my house. And we hung out there for like hours.
Oh, I thought this was going to be way more climactic.
So that was it.
Anyways, my friend died.
So I pushed him off the roof. Turns out Santa cannot get down a chimney.
The first time I got drunk, I went and tried to like camp out with a couple of my friends. We tried to camp out at this place by Joel Pool. We were like 16 and we thought we could just like pull up and camp.
Nah,
and that's not the case. And we just like found this field and went behind a tree, and they both had trucks, and we didn't know how much beer to buy. Like, we pulled a Hey Buddy, where you just like go and be like, mm-hmm. "Hey man, like, you know." So we were like, "How much is enough?" We told the guy. I gave him like $80 and was like, "Hey, give us like 3 30 packs," because I didn't know.
You gave him
how much
80 for three thirties.
Yeah, and he came back. I was just like, "Keep the change." And we got 3 30 packs, and I was just like, "Is this gonna be enough? Like, is this enough beer for
us?" How many people was it?
It's just me and two other people.
Jesus oh my Christ. Good fucking Christ, dude!
We didn't know. We were like, "Is this enough? Like, I guess it's enough. I've seen my parents drink a lot of beer. Maybe I don't know." And we
so
barely
my dad
killed one
30 pack by himself.
We barely killed one, and like we thought we were going camping, so we had like a tent. And I brought hot dogs and stuff. And, well, we get out there and we realize nobody bought, like, matches or a lighter to make a fire to cook the hot dogs, which was probably a good thing because we would have burned everything down. So then we had just, like, these weenies and, like, buns. And I was like, "Fuck it, dude. I'm hungry." So I just put the weenie or raw weenie in a bun and just put mustard on it and started eating it.
What kind of weird person refers to the hot dog as a weenie? The whole time, like more than once, I took the weenie and I put the weenie.
I respect the word wiener because that's like that's what they're called. That's fine, but weenie, really?
Mm-hmm. It's a Mexican thing. Y'all wouldn't get it.
I don't think that's a Mexican thing, bro.
It is. Have you ever heard George Lopez?
No, shut up, dude. You can't say some dumbass, stupid shit and just be like, "No, it's Mexican." You whites wouldn't get it.
I'll prove it to you.
I don't want to watch George Lopez unless it's a show because his wife was mega hot in that show.
Hey,
I follow her on Instagram. She's so fine still.
We got too comfortable fucking only talking about fucking Marcus and I. What was your first time getting drunk?
All right, my time.
My time.
Oh,
you said time. I thought you said turn.
Anyways, so you guys know my friend Josh. In case you guys in the show didn't know, my best friend's name.
He's
is
talking
also
about
Josh.
Himself because he doesn't have friends.
His name is also Josh. He's been on the show, so whatever. But yeah, we like got his sister to buy us vodka, and it was Cherry Pinnacle vodka, and we didn't have like a mixer or anything. So and we're because you know we're underage and we're like staying at his dad's house and we're like, "Fuck, what do we do?" So we started cutting open the top of Capri Suns and just dumping shit tier cherry vodka into it. And him and I finished like half of a fifth of cherry vodka. And never had really drank before. Like I had like a sip of beer before and like a sip of SoCo before. So we were like 16 at the time, 17 maybe.
SoCo is such the fucking teenage like
it is.
Dude,
how hard did you
so
throw
sweet.
Up?
All right, so I felt super bad because Josh's dad had bought a Subway. We had eaten Subway, and I was like staying in his house because I had like a lot of shit going on, whatever. I was like basically living there, and his dad brought us home food, and like we ate it and everything. And I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude!" And he was like, "Hey, bro, blah 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 blah, blah vodka." And I was like, "Hell yeah, let's do this dance!" And I threw up violently in their kitchen, like in the trash can. And his dad was like, "Ha, first drink," or whatever, making fun of me. And I was like, "I'm really sorry that you bought me." Sandwich and I threw it up. And you're like, pay you back.
Dude, that's always the drunk. That's always just the drunk thing. I'll pay you back, dude.
So I felt...
you threw up on my floor. You can't pay me back for that.
Yep. So I brought my pillow into the bathroom and I fell asleep on the floor.
I think the time, early in my days of drinking, I went to my friend's house and he's like, his mom like sheltered the shit out of him. I mean, like, freaked out when we rode scooters, like razors and stuff.
Oh my God.
Like, no super, way. Super sheltered. And I had just gotten back from AIT. So, right after basic, go to the advanced training. And
yeah,
I went to visit him and he like kind of was doing all this stuff behind his parents' back. And he was like, hey, I got to think of tequila once my mom goes to bed. Listen to this, dude. At fucking 18, his mom was like, all right, it's bedtime, boys, and made us go to his fucking room at 18. And it was that bad. So once it was...
That's the kind of kid you find dead on the street after doing a heroin overdose.
So, after this, dude, when she went to bed, we turned on the lights. We're 18. You think this is a story at, like, fucking 15-year-olds, maybe? Like, or 14-year-olds? Or
nine-year-olds?
Yeah, so yeah. We're fucking 18, and then he's like, yeah, this shit's gay, but I got a bottle of tequila. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to teach you how hard we go in the Army. And I start pounding, right? And he's like, all right, I'm drunk. I'm just going to go to bed. And I was like, oh, okay. And I already had been pounding this fucking tequila. And I was like, fuck. I got the spins. So I like had to get up, go to the restroom. I locked the door. And God damn it, if this isn't the most drunk thinking in the world. Instead of throwing up in a toilet, I throw up in the bathtub.
It's safer because... there's less water to make a splash noise.
Well, I threw up in the bathtub and I was like, oh, and after I'm done, I was just like, oh God. All right, well, I'm just going to fucking turn on the water. So I turned on the water, and as I'm turning on the water, I guess I was putting so much pressure on the handle, it fucking broke off. And so now, and also, as I realize I have broken this handle off and the water is just on full blast now, just like fucking Hoover Dam right now, right? And
oh my God.
I look down and the water is rising because chunks had fucking clogged it up.
God.
And this wasn't just like, this wasn't just a normal fucking bathtub. It wasn't the one with the little holes. It was the one where like it goes down. So it's basically like you would have to two finger it down there and start scooping it out.
Oh my God, dude, stop.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there doing surgery on this fucking thing and I end up fixing it, cleaning the bathtub before any of them woke up. That was
Jesus.
The mother probably woke up and was just like, this motherfucker is using my bathwater.
His dad did, though. But his dad was super cool. His dad was in the Navy. And
He's probably like, these guys are drinking. Just let them.
His dad, like, he didn't want to ever cause shit with his wife. He was like one of those stereotypical dads. Like, just do what she says. I don't want to hear her bitch. You know?
Yeah.
And, a typical, like, ex-military dude.
Yeah. And so, he woke up the next morning and he's like, feeling all right? And I was like,
yeah, he knows.
And this is the baller part, dude. He goes, I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. Am I going to be allowed back here? And he's like, nah. He's like, it's cool. He was like, thanks for fixing our handle, though. It was a little loose.
So you were at his house, had to go to bedtime at 8:30 p.m., ended up vomiting and then finger fucking their drain and breaking their tub.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, you can come back. We don't care.
Yeah, well, good. His dad loved me. Like, I was best friend that he had. And my dad was like, you're a good influence on my son because he's going to turn up a pussy if he didn't have a friend like you kind of deal.
Yeah, that's super funny, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, God, damn, we went long this episode, boys.
Oh, how long is it?
Hey, so this has been We Hate Podcast episode 32. thanks for listening to the Broly-wed game.
It's that long one.
Yeah, I think next time the contestants will be Josh and I.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that'll get real spicy. Yeah.
I got some cooking for y'all in that pot.
Yeah, and we're going to start doing these like little game show type things. And maybe we're going to put a vote out to see if start making the podcast maybe just a little bit longer. And see where we're going with it. Because I think we're getting better.
We're doing apparently an accidental test run right now of the longer podcasts. So,
or just interact with us too, because I'm very frustrated to make this Instagram post and you guys don't interact with us. So please interact with us. What the fuck?
They do. They did last week just because they don't.
Not enough
week.
People.
Oh, hey, you
guys,
want more.
I post on Facebook 40 times a day. Can you guys like them more?
Speak to me. Somebody talk to me.
I'm alone a lot of the time.
I'm so alone, guys. Somebody speak to me.
Hey, thanks for the continued support. Keep sharing us. We didn't have a fan of the week this week. It's not from lack of trying. We just couldn't find anything massive.
We had to record this at a weird time, so we haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll get one. We'll do a fan of the week. And then
I think we've decided that they can be on for like 5 minutes.
Should we slowly start to like introduce like OG haters?
I'm down.
Just, you know,
OGs,
like slowly
OGs
start to,
from our Bungus Brigade.
Yeah. I will say whoever does the best share or whatever,
yeah,
we'll do a special blog post where we just kind of make fun of them, like in a loving way.
Tag him on Instagram.
Yeah.
Not too personal. Unless you're Chang, then I really dig deep into your personal life and just fuck you up.
All right. let's do our normal 15 seconds or less. Okay. I want something good and juicy. Don't give me something sappy. Our fans can fucking deal with it. I'm going to go with Josh this time. Start it. 15 seconds or less. Gosh. Go.
All right. So sometimes when you're butt chugging, you have to really think about the consequences. And also think that like maybe the maxi pads are the way to go. I'm done.
I like that. Very well done, sir.
Thank you.
Marcus, go.
Oh, and flavored vodka doesn't make your poop smell better.
It's over. Marcus, go. Right.
Okay. Have you ever been sitting down recording a podcast in your underwear and then strange people walk in to your room? I have.
Oh, and we have the picture of that. We'll definitely post it on Instagram.
Yeah, there's a picture of me, the face that I made when that happened.
Ooh, girl, you've been listening to our podcast. This is my 15 seconds or less. Use that Dayquil, baby. And we out.